Hello and welcome to a very, very special spooky episode of OKC Over Easy. Today, my guest is Bryce Waller.
Hey there.
Hey. Bryce has been on two episodes before.
I'm trying to set the record. I'm trying to break the record.
It's hard meeting new people and like putting them on.
Yeah.
And like I have to like, I don't know. It's just, I love it. It's my favorite thing about doing the podcast is meeting new people. But like sometimes it's just fun to like chill with your friend. So today, this is a special episode. Like I didn't tell anybody that I was going to come out.
Yeah.
And it's Halloween. So I feel really spooky. I also feel really like a Scorpio.
Yeah,
I mean, have so much energy right now.
It's the best time of year.
It is my favorite time of year. I'm in the middle of Halloween costumes. I had my first Halloween costume last night, and then tonight I'll be regaling in two more costumes. So
we're all ready.
We're
all so excited.
It's like I want to be one of those people that have their house decorated like Modern Family.
Right.
Like, you know, I like, that is one of my, like, life goals,
sure.
Probably. So today we're going to talk about all Halloween-themed stuff. So I think we're going to start with the first segment, Eat of the Week. And right before we pressed record, I was like, I think my Eat of the Week is going to be biscuits. And Bryce is like, I love biscuits. They're like, you know, like, the biscuits that are, like, kind of like cookies, but aren't that sweet. And he was like, oh, no, I'm talking about, like, real
like
biscuits.
Like, biscuits.
So let's talk about both of those. This new trend of, like, English biscuits coming out, like the Belvita breakfast cracker biscuit thing. And when I went to Chicago on my – do you do this? Like, when you go on a plane, you have, like, a bag full of, like, granola bars and snacks.
No, not really.
But I, like, always have, like, I guess it's because my parents did it,
yeah.
But I always have, like, a Ziploc bag full of, like, granola bars and, like, nuts and, like, in case I need to eat something.
In case.
Just in case.
You
and
never
it,
know.
It really works out very well every single time. But I got these biscuits that were almond butter filled. So,
ooh.
I mean, they tasted like a cookie, but they're marketing them.
Sure.
But they're, like, not as sweet. Have you had any of those? I know I was looking at your cabinet.
I don't think I've had the almond butter ones.
Oh, okay. They're good.
They sound good.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
So I recommend getting that. I think it was, like, Nature Valley or something, but it's, like, an almond butter-filled cracker cookie biscuit. and then real biscuits. What's your favorite kind of, where do you get your biscuits
from?
Real
biscuits. I mean, like, fast food biscuits.
There you go.
Like
honey butter chicken biscuit.
Honey butter chicken biscuit. The Chick-fil-A biscuit. The McDonald's biscuit is iconic.
I like the McGriddle, though.
I don't know. I don't really...
You don't like sweet and savory?
I don't really... Yeah, I do. I just don't really go for the McGriddle.
Have you had the Waffle Champion biscuit truck?
I have not.
Every time I try to get it, it's like they're out of chicken they're not... There's a line or whatever. I love biscuits.
I love biscuits. My dad always made biscuits.
Brahms biscuits and gravy.
Brahms biscuits, yeah.
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 Biscuits and gravy is just like a good standby type thing.
Sometimes you need it.
So go eat yourself a real biscuit and then a cookie biscuit. That's my eat of the week. Grocery gab this week. I feel like I've just been talking about grocery stores so much, so I just googled what's going on in grocery stores, and Amazon is opening 2,000 grocery stores in the next 10 years. Why do you hate it?
Because
it's going to be so convenient.
Do we really need another monopoly, though?
No.
I mean, they're already, like, the only online retailer.
I know,
so we want them to be the only physical...
That's
like...
Sometimes I do need a monopoly. Does that make sense? Like, sometimes I'm like... I really need this to be super convenient for me at this moment. Whenever I grocery shop, I do try to go to, like, local grocery stores, like Urban Agrarian or, like, what have you, and get, like, that fresh. But sometimes I'm like, I can't drive all the way over to the farmer's market district. I'm going to need to put all my grocery items in a cart, check it out at Walmart, drive up to Walmart, have them put all the groceries in my car.
And surely that would be what Amazon would do, right?
Yeah.
Like, it would work with their app.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If I can't understand them not doing that. But yeah, I I don't know. Amazon is like a kind of a garbage company, right?
I mean,
there's like a lot of stuff about Amazon that
yeah.
is controversial, but I think that's going to happen with as a company is as big as it is.
Yeah, and I guess it's like they are better than a lot of other like big box mm-hmm. retailers.
Like Walmart.
I would definitely go to the Amazon store over that.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they're going to try to do, like, now that they're getting into food, if they're going to try to do, like, a spinoff off of, like, Blue Apron.
Right.
And have, like, the meals prepackaged for you.
And put everyone out of business.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually pretty genius. What if they did do that? Like, what if they had...
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. We have all the ingredients. You just... We have a subscription service, and then we just, like, send it to you.
I'm sure they will.
Damn.
And they're definitely listening, so... That was that.
Obama's listening to this too, right? Aren't you?
Obama.
Obama follows me on Twitter. Did you know that?
I mean, I'm not surprised. Does Ellen follow you too?
I don't think Ellen follows me. Mm. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But whenever I go to somebody's Twitter profile and it's like Obama follows them, I'm like, yeah, solidarity.
You're like, yeah, we were there in 2008.
Yeah, I was. I started my Twitter account in 2007.
I don't know anymore.
It doesn't say on your profile anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. So Twitter's going downhill too, though, right?
I can't.
It's our
I can't
favorite.
Lose Twitter.
Yeah. We already lost Vine. But we talked about the whole Vine thing on Bryce's podcast, which is posting the same day today. I'm on there. So you need to go give it a follow, give it a listen, give it a like, and a review. And also give my podcast a review because nobody has done that. Probably because I said I would go eat somewhere and then talk about it, and right. then I never did. So, yeah, it's called Screaming with Bryce, and his Twitter is Screaming Bryce. So go on there and follow and listen. Because we're collabing right now.
We're collabing.
So this is going to be kind of a short episode, but we did our segments at the beginning, and then... We're going to talk about Halloween, I think.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Like the entire
Let's
time.
Let's do it.
First of all, I have to get it off my chest that Halloween is my favorite holiday. For my entire life, it's always been.
Right.
Because my birthday is so close to it.
Yeah, mine too. Scorpios. I mean, Scorpios.
And we're Scorpios, so we're, like, passionate. And we also, like, love the kind of macabre, like, spooky things. Bryce and I and our friend Sarah celebrate Februine. So it's basically like we have two Halloween. We should
right.
have a Februine party.
We really should.
That would be really fun.
And she'll be here.
Oh.
We should do a Februine party.
Okay. I can host.
Because then I'll like allow my horror movie for the year.
We can like have a horror movie on the background. It'll be like just like a Halloween party. So this year, I want to decorate my house like crazy, but I always lose all my holiday decorations. I like throw them away or don't know
yeah.
where they go. So
right.
all I have is like a wreath and some ghosts. But I have three costumes this year. Usually I do two or three, and they're all Snapchat filters. And people
That's
are,
fun.
My friend Reagan was like, how did you get all this stuff? I was like, I start working on it in like September.
Yeah.
So it's my fave. But I want
How was the reception for the first one?
Half and half. They were like, are you a goddess? Which I'm like, guess, but I'm also a Snapchat filter.
I see.
But there was another Snapchat filter at the party.
Oh.
It was the one, with the glasses and the, like, the, rainbow, like, cloud. It was, like, a not very
It was
well
on for, like, 2 days.
That's how my bunny one I feel like is gonna be like, because I was the gold butterfly filter last night taking my dog to a pooch parade. We're gonna be the dog filters, and it's my favorite thing ever. And then tonight I'm gonna be the like sparkly bunny mask filter, which
right.
isn't really a well-known one, but I think if you're into Snapchat you'll know it,
and if you follow Mallory, because she really really took to that one.
It was my favorite.
Yeah.
I was showing some. I had, like, taken a picture of it so I could do my makeup. Like, I had taken a photo of me in it so I could do my makeup like it before it went away. And I was showing someone. They're like, how'd you get your eyes so big? I was
yeah.
like, that's false.
It's probably the filter.
But the best, one of the best things about Halloween is candy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Halloween candy. I need you to
let's
rank.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I, like, sprung it on you. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just, like, start with, like, a breather question. What do you think about candy corn?
I think that candy corn should have never been created.
What? You hate candy corn?
It's trash food.
I love candy corn, especially the chocolate candy
corn. I am suggesting that when you post this episode, do a poll on your Twitter okay, whether you do or do not like candy corn, because I need to hear from my people. Candy corn's disgusting.
Why?
It's not good.
It's so good.
It's just sugar.
I know, but it's like festive. And, like,
and it's probably not even sugar. It's like high fructose corn syrup. You know it is.
You're going to die because I'm about to ask you like a follow-up question, and you're going to be like, no, this is garbage. The pumpkins.
Okay, no. I would, like, if I ever did, I would eat the pumpkins over the candy corn.
Really?
But I don't like either. I don't like any of them. I don't like it.
I always buy a bag or two, you know.
Of candy corn. 2 bags of candy corn. Like, what do you do with it?
You eat it. And it lasts until, like, it's...
Yeah, it lasts forever. It's like honey. You'll find it in, like, ancient burial tombs for years.
It's festive through, like, Black Friday, you know? Because it's, like, not specific, really, to Halloween. Right. It's, like, more fall. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't bought a bag this year, but right. I'm waiting for Tuesday.
Sure.
So I can get it all 50% off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, so what about your favorite candies, like Halloween candies?
So I'm like, I am into chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. The non-chocolate things I like, I really like Skittles.
I don't like Skittles.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like Skittles, and I really like Twizzlers. We've discussed that
before.
Oh,
yeah. Gutties.
But I'm mostly into chocolate.
Me too.
So what's your ranking?
Okay, like, I'm just going for, like, the standard.
Sure.
And I am incorporating in the size.
Great.
So, like, it's not, like, a full-size
okay, great.
Candy bar. I love, I don't love the little mini bags of M&Ms. That's, like, not on my list.
It's not, there's not
because
enough.
Because number one, there's not enough. Number one on my candy ranking of, like, all time, peanut butter M&Ms. It's, like, my favorite candy.
There's literally some in the cabinet. Shelby and I always buy peanut butter M&Ms.
God.
Like, the big bag, because it's Halloween, and it's time to do that.
So excited. But they don't make them in this small.
Right. If they did...
It would be over for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Kit Kats.
Ooh.
The small little
Chance
Kit Kats.
Is doing, he's like promoing for Kit Kat now.
Chance the rapper?
Yeah.
Chance the rapper. That's really incredible
yeah.
and exciting.
I love Kit Kats.
Kit Kats, like, because you just take one little bite and then you get to take a little bite because it's little.
Your whole method.
Yeah. Also, Twix.
Mm.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Like, little, just a little tiny Twix. This is kind of a curveball. Milky Way Midnight.
Really?
Yeah. Especially around Halloween because it's got the dark chocolate and
sure.
like the really, really light nougat inside.
I should give it another chance. I always get rid
one.
Of my midnights.
A mini one.
Okay.
I'm like really craving one right now. I don't think I... Last
sorry,
night at
I
the party, I don't remember doing this, but I have my bag at home, and I have a ton of Halloween candy in it. So I think somebody, like, put Halloween candy in there.
Somebody.
It wasn't me.
So I am, like, my big, big, big thing is Reese's. And just having a single cup is, like, a
okay.
dream to me.
Just the little one, though?
Ooh, good question. A mini Reese's, I love.
Okay.
But I would rather have a single, like, normal-sized cup.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
you know they'll give those out.
Too. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The, like, single, the mini ones, that's not enough to, like, give to a trick-or-treater. Like, a single one of those?
No, like, a handful of those.
Right, like, you just, like, put them in a, like, they're like M&Ms, kind of.
Yeah.
Definitely into Reese's, love Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
I like Snickers a lot.
Yeah, but not in the mini size. I want a full Snickers.
Interesting. Do you remember, did you, Snickers ice cream bars in school.
Oh my god, I love them.
I was so like, I need my weekly Snickers ice cream bar.
Okay, so I think I've talked about this before, but like they don't teach you nutrition in schools. I mean, they do,
at
but
least
like,
not in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I like didn't learn anything, and that literally like that would be my meal, like a Fruitopia, a full size Snickers bar, and then like Cheetos.
Well,
but like that's what it reminds me of is like, is not eating healthy as a child.
Right.
Now I'm a lot better, so it's fine. But yeah, I like Snickers. And it's in my like top five like candy, but not in the smaller size.
That makes sense.
I mean, if it's sitting in front of me, right, I'm going to eat it.
You're not going to deny it. You just prefer the big.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
What other, is there like other fall, like Halloween food that you associate with? Are you one of those like popcorn balls person?
People? No, no, I'm really truly not.
The other day at my day job, this lady came in and she brought treats or whatever.
Yeah.
And my boss was like, here you go. And he like threw, it was like a pumpkin bag, and then inside of it was just like cheddar popcorn, and it was really good.
Well, yeah.
And I felt like, okay, yeah, I like,
this is Halloween.
I don't like a popcorn ball. No, though
I'm not into it.
What about those like, it's like reindeer chow kind of, but it's not puppy chow.
Oh, it's for Halloween.
Yeah, but it's like popcorn and like white chocolate, and
I'm not mad. I don't think I've had it.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I can't think of any other Halloween
food. It's candy.
I mean, we're all...
And then, like, pumpkin stuff.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. I haven't talked about pumpkin at all on this podcast.
And it's...
Okay, so, yeah, Reply All is just a podcast about the internet.
Yeah.
It's these two guys, Alex... I follow them both on Twitter.
Gold?
No, that's the producer.
Bloomberg?
Well, yeah, I'll look it up.
No, Alex Bloomberg he's the Gimlet guy. And then Alex Goldstein is the...
But then there's one more. Oh, PJ Vogt. Yeah. Okay. So it's these guys, and they like the internet, and they like the weird stuff that's on the internet. And that's like the most interesting part of it.
Yeah. And they'll explain it to us commoners.
Yes.
Which is great.
So they have a really good segment called Yes, Yes, No, mm-hmm. which where they explain like a multi-level, like deep tweet.
Yeah.
And those are always great to listen to. I love it when they cover sports in the internet. I think it's really interesting. But this is an episode where they go outside.
Yeah, so basically they like start doing a story and then they're like, never mind, let's just like go on an adventure.
Yeah.
And so it's just Alex and PJ like going out into New York City and just like having a whole day where they record everything.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like so romantic.
It is very romantic.
And it's so sweet.
It's very funny.
And it's like they have really good chemistry in the show, but it's like just really showing how compatible they are.
My favorite Reply All episode is Zardulu.
Of course.
So Zardulu, I guess, claims, if you have ever seen the viral video Pizza Rat.
Of course.
There's a person called Zardulu, and they claim to have this army that had, like, basically set up Pizza Rat to become a viral video, which is insane.
Yep.
But you have to listen. I've listened to that one at least 3 or 4 times because it's just so funny, so interesting. Did you listen to The Crime Machine?
No.
Those are the last two. Well, there's a new one called Autumn, but The Crime Machine is about the software that New York City police officers use.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's really, really good. But if you haven't listened to Reply All, they're doing awesome, incredible work.
Always. They always have been.
Yes. Serial? You put a question mark.
Well, because it's like, how do I choose an episode?
Right. So the first episode, or the first season of Serial.
Serial season one.
Yeah.
Route Talk.
Don't say it.
Inconsistencies.
Uh-huh.
Linkin Park.
Yeah, Linkin
Park. The Alibi.
like all of them.
I mean, especially the first half, but like Serial.
Yeah.
Season one.
And that's what started like everyone creating podcasts.
Totally.
It's...
I think that's why true crime podcasting is so big.
Yeah. And every, like, I listen to My Favorite Murder. That's like one of my number one favorite podcasts. I love it so much. But they're like, Murderinos have been around for a long time.
Totally.
They just haven't had like an avenue to like get their interest out there. People that are interested in true crime. Yes, I totally agree with you. Have you listened to this season?
I listened to the first one.
Okay.
I liked it.
Uh-huh. I listened to the first and second.
Okay.
Second is really good.
Okay.
And it just is very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
Because our criminal justice system is fucked up.
Yeah.
So, Sarah Koenig is obviously like,
God.
Yeah, incredible. I do want to mention S-Town.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think S-Town is definitely, it should be in the mm-hmm. Hall of Fame.
Episode where it flips? What is that, like episode two or three?
Yeah, I think it's the end of two.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just so, so good.
Mm-hmm.
I should go back and re-listen to that because it's been a minute.
And it's not that long.
No, it's not. S-Town is basically by the same people that do This American Life. And it's NPR podcasts or whatever. So I think that also deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. What else?
I've got Switched on Pop.
Yes.
Which is a podcast we love.
Yes, we together. Love it. And also, like, I think the guys at Switched on Pop had been on Ryan's radio show, mm-hmm. Ryan Drake's radio show before.
Yeah.
So he loves it too. I never regret listening to an episode of it.
Yeah. I try to like pick and choose ones that I'm like really interested uh-huh. in the music, but it never, I mean, it's always good.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I put on here is Hotline Hello,
mm-hmm.
Drake and Adele's episode, because we have such a fond memory of that.
Yes.
It's like when Adele's Hello and Drake's Hotline Bling came out
mm-hmm.
and the Switched on Pop guys did like a whole episode about like being on the phone and like how these songs really work together.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
It's really, really good.
It's delicious.
It's delicious. And then the one that we always talk about and the one that we like created this
yeah.
podcast Hall of Fame is Radiolab Debatable.
Debatable.
Yeah. It's so good.
I mean, Radiolab is consistently like the
Jad
best.
Abumrad was like here.
Oh my God.
I know. I didn't get to go to, it was like the Oklahoma City Creativity Fest or something, which I feel like is like the new storytelling festival. Rest in peace forever. But it's basically about science and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would
yeah.
explain it.
It's just really good storytelling.
Yeah.
That's the draw.
And Debatable is about a high school student mm-hmm. going to a debate competition.
Yeah. So it's basically about this kid that like kind of accidentally gets put into debate. He's a black and queer kid. Uh-huh. And it's like him trying to find out who he's supposed to be in that space.
Yeah.
And so it takes all like you all throughout his high school and college career
mm-hmm.
until it's his like finals of his last like senior year. And it's, I mean, yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I listened to it when I was on a run mm-hmm. and I was freaking out
yeah.
like at the end of it.
Full body chills, like yes. weeping uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things.
I have a couple more. Another Radiolab episode is the Rhino Hunter.
You love this one.
I know. I'm obsessed with it.
Of course.
They talk about big game hunting and yeah. it's very emotionally like draining
totally.
Because you're like agreeing with big game hunting and then you're not. And then
yeah.
you go on a hunt and it's like, it just takes you places. And then I do have to give a shout out to Science Versus, which is another Gimlet podcast. Honorable mention, probably.
Sure.
But they have some very good episodes about very controversial topics. One of my favorites is abortion, just because they cover it super scientifically.
Yeah.
There's no political bias, and you get like the facts on all of these things.
That's
so
awesome. Yeah.
That's a really good one, and I learned some stuff that I had no idea about. So yeah, so that's our podcast Hall of Fame. Shout out to you if you're still listening and you tuned in because you wanted to hear me talk about food. Sorry. We're talking about everything under the sun.
Maybe have like a timestamp in the description that's like, here's where we start talking about Halloween candy.
Because how far in are we? We're 32 minutes in and we haven't talked about Halloween once. But we do have some like listener questions.
Ooh.
And I put something in. Let's look at this Halloween candy map. So,
it's wild.
I was freaking.
Yeah.
So candystore.com, created a top Halloween candy by state map
mm-hmm.
and it says 11 years of sales data. I'm not sure where they got that.
I don't know either.
From.
But they're saying it's 2007 to 2017.
Yeah. So basically it's the, America's favorite Halloween candy and you mouse over the different states and you see the biggest selling Halloween candy. So I was like, ew, when I saw Oklahoma.
It's very upsetting.
double bubble gum.
No. And it's a new, it's like new.
It's his new winner. And says it says that we've sold 20,000 pounds of it.
I'm so upset. Like,
the fuck?
Is there somebody, is there like a really rich Oklahoman that just like bought a bunch of, like what happened?
Yeah. Because second is Snickers. And I believe that.
Totally. The people here, they love a Snickers.
Yeah, they love a Snickers.
They do.
Yeah, I'm not down with Double Bubble. Mm-hmm. I think that's a throwaway candy.
Have you seen it in 10 years? Like,
no, I haven't.
Where is it?
Why would you eat that?
Where is it?
Where is it? What were some other ones that you were like?
Skittles was doing extremely well.
Skittles is on here a lot. California, like, Pennsylvania, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. New Mexico and Alabama, excuse me, New Mexico and Alabama is, and Iowa's candy corn.
I can't believe that.
So I know everyone wants to talk about the candy corn debate, so we're going to get into it.
Yeah.
I'm a candy corn fan, if only for the nostalgia.
Okay.
I don't think it's good.
You don't think it tastes good.
I just think it's Halloween candy.
But would you ever just like eat a bowl of candy corn?
Absolutely not.
So like it has to be mixed in something.
Right. Just like a little taste.
Okay.
Just to like get the nostalgia there.
I am not like.
I'm going to eat one right now.
I am not like strictly against candy corn, but you will never find me wanting it or even craving. Eating. I'm never going to crave it.
I don't crave it either.
But I'm just never. I'm just also not going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It's wax. Like, I don't understand why. It's not real food, you know?
Right. It was a torture tactic. apparently they fed people in Al-Qaeda candy corn as a torture tactic. And also, the leftover is used to pave roads. Right. And
the pumpkins are even more an atrocity because they're so much bigger. It's just more wax.
So good.
No, it's not real food. It's like the candy... It's like the candy...
Your body cannot process it correctly.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. It's like the candy lips. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't actually eat the wax lips. It's just for decor.
Or the Coke.
Yeah.
The Coke, like you tear off the top of the Coke and then you drink the syrup or whatever.
Don't ever do that. Not healthy.
I have to give a shout out to a new candy to me that I have been really loving. It is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with Reese's Pieces inside. Now don't get the full size, don't get the king size big ones. You got to get the ones in the bag for like Halloween because it's just a little crunch. It's very, very good. I find myself thinking about it a lot.
I'm never gonna turn down Reese's products.
Absolutely not. And neither is Texas, Oregon,
it's like Kansas.
Yeah. They all
it's like surrounding us, but not us. I don't understand.
They all love Reese's. So Tennessee and Minnesota are Tootsie Roll Pop.
Imagine. Imagine wanting to eat Tootsie Rolls.
I kind of like Tootsie Roll Pops.
But the flavored ones?
The flavored Tootsie Roll Pops.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah,
no.
I mean.
I will never.
A lollipop's a lollipop.
Right.
But once you get to the middle, throw it away. Yeah.
I like a Tootsie Roll Pop. I will get down with it. But let's talk about Delaware.
What does it say?
Lifesavers.
Okay. Well, that's not a Halloween candy. That's just a lifetime candy.
I know. So. Up in the East Coast, we got a lot of Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, New York loves the Sour Patch.
Mm-hmm. Maine, Massachusetts.
We don't have money for that.
No, we don't.
If somebody was handing them out, I'd be like, what?
We'll come to our house on Halloween. We are handing out Sour Patch Kids.
Wow.
We bought about $50 worth of candy because we heard that the kids cometh on our street.
That's cool.
So Mike kind of went a little overboard. Let's also talk about Lemonheads, Louisiana. Why?
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I mean, it really is it like I want to see the city breakdown. I want to know, is it closer to New Orleans?
I know.
Like,
I want to see the city,
which
breakdown.
Is basically not part of the United States. Like, I need to know.
So that everybody, I'll link to it, in the blog post. So everybody go look at that map. I was kind of freaking out about it. And now we're going to take go trick-or-treating and we'll determine your emotional age.
Okay.
So I'm going to give this quiz to you. First, pick a costume: Darth Vader, Pikachu, Elsa, Pennywise, or a pickle, or I'm not dressing up?
Pikachu.
I've been
Pikachu before. Like, it feels right.
Pick a house to trick or treat at. Oh, there's like a nice house, a scary house, a New Orleans house, a house with green shutters. God, BuzzFeed employees, how do you get paid? A house with like a ghoul on the top and then one that's just like all spider webs. Can you see it?
I want one that's like cute Halloween, not like scary Halloween.
Okay. That one's scary. Okay, picking that one. Pick a piece of candy. Tootsie Pop, Crunch, Twix, Laffy Taffy, Butterfinger, Smarties. Twix.
Oh, yeah, obviously Twix. Sorry, yeah. I didn't hear that. I was like, I don't know.
Pick another. Gutties.
Yeah, of course. Twizzlers.
Which is Twizzlers. Throwback to the first episode. Yeah. Please go listen to it. Not candy corn. Okay. Okay. Pick one more candy before your teeth rot. Reese's, Starburst, Hershey's, Sour Patch Kids, Skittles, Milky Way.
Reese's.
Yeah. Pick a type of M&Ms. Ooh. Peanut, crispy, pretzel, regular, white chocolate, peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Obviously. Do not at me. It's peanut butter.
It's the best M&M. You must be hungry after all that trick-or-treating. Pick something to eat. Pizza, nachos, mac and cheese, mozzarella sticks, PB&J, or ramen.
Pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Your emotional age is 50. Don't take this the wrong way. You're an old soul, but that's not a bad thing. You're wise, mature, and sensible. Your hobbies probably include reading by the fire, knitting, and book clubs. Oh, and you probably chose Twizzlers.
Wow. I'm very into reading. I'm a bit of a bookworm.
Are we going to finish that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Bryce is an old soul, I have to say. So these are some listener suggestions, I guess. Candy corn debate. We've already talked about that.
Sure.
I like it. It's wax. I agree. It's not good.
Yeah, it's just not. But there's never a time when you should eat it.
Except for Halloween.
No, you don't need to eat it.
Okay. You just need to look at it.
Yeah. I mean, if it's around.
Okay. Best local psychics. I could probably cover this one.
I'm happy to hear. Yeah.
There is Phyllis. Okay. And I love Phyllis. She was actually just in a issue of 4 or 5 magazine. So pick up 4 or 5 magazine. There's an article about my energist, Phyllis, in there. Awesome. And that's who I would recommend. But best local haunted house.
I've never been to a haunted house here. Like what?
I know. I haven't either.
Purple Church? What do you want me to say?
Shout out to
EOC.
EOC. Eastern Oklahoma County. The Purple Church is probably like the best one. Did you go into the Purple Church?
I've never been there.
You've never been there?
Uh-uh.
We just went down the road. We couldn't find it. We have lots and lots of friends that have gone to the Purple Church. Tweet us if you have heard of the Purple Church or been there.
Yeah.
You can go on YouTube and look at a video about the Purple Church. I've been to Fright Fest. I don't know if that's what they mean.
Okay.
And it was fun.
Okay. When you were young or like recently?
Recently.
Okay.
In the past couple years. Haunted houses. I don't really. This is a terrible spookacy over easy. okay. Here's a question from Garrett. If you were going as a sound, what sound would you be and how would you pull it off?
Do you have an answer for this?
Well, the noon siren, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you have like a big siren, like a megaphone type thing. And then a Saturday siren from Coop Ale Works.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Saturday siren, and it's all you can drink the whole night.
Yeah. Just because the siren just went off, that's how I
totally
thought of that one. What would you be?
I love your idea. I think it's really good. I think I can come up with the idea. I can't execute the idea. Okay. So it's like,
what sound would you be?
I feel like it's got to be something local. And so it's like, what else is there?
The Saturday siren.
That's
actually a really good costume idea.
Right. It's like when that Twitter account came out and everyone was like, oh my God, Noon NATO is so good.
Literally someone did 5 minutes of work on that.
Yeah.
And then they get retweeted all the time.
Totally. Does it still go?
I think so.
Got to. Yeah.
You can't. I don't follow it.
Who would?
Yeah.
You just remember it, look it up, tweet it. I don't know.
I should do that right now. Let's talk about the death of the Gazette Halloween parade.
I've never been. It's probably my fault.
It is your fault. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been either. But the Spy used to sponsor it. So it's like...
Mm-hmm. Was it downtown?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking up New NATO. Five minutes ago. Still going. It has 3,000 followers.
Who?
I don't know. The phase in the 80s when Halloween candy had to be checked for razor blades. actually, My Favorite Murder did do an episode where they talked about Halloween candy that had drugs and razor blades and all sorts of stuff. It's mainly just like a fear tactic thing, but there are some like cases where it actually happened. But most of them, there, I think there was like one or two that she talked about that was like actually intentional. Most of them were like an accident.
Yeah.
So I guess there's one that's really funny. This guy who worked at the post office took some candy from like a lost mail, like an unclaimed mail. And he handed out to kids, and it was little Snickers bars with weed inside of them.
Oh, my God.
But he didn't realize that. So everyone's like, oh, be careful. Like, if someone gives you edibles, no one is going to give you edibles.
Absolutely.
They're expensive.
Not purposefully.
Right. Like, that is.
Not purposefully.
Yeah.
No, I mean, in the 90s, my parents definitely checked all my candy before I could eat it. But it wasn't like, they never said there will be razor blades in it. They were looking for, like, little holes in it. And, like. If it had previous...
Well, obviously, I went to Cacao this morning. Antigua already said...
I don't like Cafe de Brazil because every time I eat there, I feel weird after.
I like, feel like it's too expensive for like who I'm going with, but I always hit it up at the Arts Festival. It's my number one at the Arts Festival.
Okay.
I haven't been to 1492 in a long time.
I haven't either.
Last time on the pod, I was like, it's great because they have like some non-Mexican stuff, but they also have like some traditional great job. With your phone.
That's my HQ.
They have some traditional enchiladas.
Okay.
So it's a great compromise. I would vote Cacao here because I get different stuff than a Mexican restaurant for sure, and it's great.
Perfect. Okay. Best Italian restaurant, which I know you have your conspiracy theories about Italian food. I would like to get into Italian food.
Like, what do you mean by that? Start making your
pasta? We don't eat Italian food that often. I'd like to eat there. I'd like to eat more Italian food.
Okay, well.
So, Flip's Wine Bar, Gabriella's, which is on my list to go. Okay. I want to go there.
Call me. I'd love to go.
Okay.
I'd love to go.
Yeah. Perfect. Patrono, Stella.
Have you been to Patrono?
I have not. But I did have a, I had a recommendation from Shelby C. When she was on the podcast, she said she loves Patrono.
It is good.
Stella. Hold on, my mic. Okay. Vito and Vito's.
Where's Vito's?
Vito's is...
Oh, it's up on North May.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. It's in a strip mall.
Yeah.
Don't invite me to a strip mall restaurant.
Vito's and Sean Cummings is like the two, there's like husband and wife. We did go to Sean Cummings the other day and we had a lovely time. Cute.
I love Gabriella's. The mood is right there.
And it's haunted. So that's, that's a plus.
I'll tell you why I want to go to Flip's. On their billboard, which changes a lot, is kind of fun.
It's
says pizza till 1, full bar till 2.
Wow.
Speaking my language.
Yeah.
That's a siren song for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good. It's kind of like cramped in there.
Yes, it is.
I like Gabriella's so much.
Okay, let's do Gabriella's.
Yeah.
Let's do Gabriella's pre me going there.
Okay, great.
All right.
Science.
Best Western.
Favoritest category name.
Best Western European restaurant. Not Italian.
So it includes?
Danish, English, French, German, Irish, Scottish, Spanish, etc.
Show me in Oklahoma. Show me in Dallas.
Right.
A Scottish restaurant.
There is none. I want to go to a Danish restaurant. I'm Danish.
Yeah. Look at you.
Look at me.
Okay. The nominees are Fassler, Ingrid's, La Baguette, Old Germany, Royal Bavaria. Is Old Germany back open?
Not yet.
I think
day drink and you don't need anything fancy. Like, we just get some Miller Lights.
Yeah.
Bucket of beers.
Yeah.
Sit on the picnic table in a beautiful sunshiny day and.
Like, nice.
Yeah, it's just easy.
Well, you introduced me to something that I had never heard of before. So that is great.
Yeah.
It is real. It's on.
Facebook says it's permanently closed. I haven't been in a couple of months. Amy, did you just break my heart? No. No.
Stay tuned. There's an addendum to this episode where I'm like...
To be continued.
Oh, no. It looks like there's a motorcycle on the... profile.
So it's gotta be good. what does that mean?
I was just thinking that my dad rides a motorcycle. Anyway.
Actually, can I say one more?
Yeah, go.
One more bar.
Yeah, say it.
I mean, I could go on and on about perks of all these random ones, but
yeah.
Have you guys been to Jay Bruner's? It used to be the haunted house.
It's closed now.
No, it's not. Jay Bruner's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read it closed in an article today.
Yeah.
They're one of my accounts. They didn't tell me.
Oh, no! Oh. I'm so sorry.
Shows how on top of it I am. Clearly, I am totally, like, on it. What? No.
Yeah.
Why? I'm Googling this now. What happened, you guys?
I remember going to the haunted house restaurant. I talk about this on my Halloween episode because it was, like... They tell like a spooky story. It was when it was the haunted house restaurant, and
not
I went with my
Jay
parents.
Jay Bruner's at the haunted house, right?
Yeah. Right. Cool. It's like, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever go to Sleepy Hollow? Do you remember that?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Before it caught fire.
Yeah.
What was that?
Sleepy Hollow is over, kind of back behind like the Omniplex and stuff, like back okay. off
like
of Lincoln.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And it was this restaurant, and they served everything family style. It was, like, one huge dining room with, like, some smaller rooms off of it. But uh-huh. there used to be, like, a crazy, crazy wait to get in. And you sat down, and it was, like, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green
okay.
beans, corn, rolls, all served family style. And uh-huh. it was just, like, a staple. There's a book that Dave Cathy wrote. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. And it's called, like, Oklahoma City's Best... oldest restaurants or something. I'm not sure. They sell it at Full Circle.
Okay.
But like my mom got it for my family for Christmas uh-huh. and I like read it the whole thing on yeah. Christmas. And he just talks about like all these restaurants that used to be in Oklahoma City that are still there, like restaurant groups that have formed through Oklahoma City.
That's kind of cool. I want to read that book.
It's like all the old cafeterias that we used to have and like the history and where people have gone and everything. Uh-huh. But there's a part on Sleepy Hollow, there's a part about Jay Bruner.
Okay.
The haunted house and everything. It's a really cool book. So go get it.
Yeah. Shout out to Dave Cathy.
Yeah.
He's like the food writer for the Oklahoman.
Yeah.
The food dude. Yeah. That sounds cool. I want to read that.
Y'all just rock my world. I'm going to have to. So Callie, that was the chef there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like is phenomenal. She has done great things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I need to like call her and be like, what happened? But then it's like, am I the worst rep in the world that I did not know that you
well, they closed.
Literally just happened.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, like last week.
Guys,
yeah,
it's so cool. It's like
it was
such
cool.
a legit place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But man.
Womp, womp. Yeah. They actually had a sale today, and it was all the restaurant stuff
like
you could
furniture.
Buy. Yeah.
Why?
And it was just.
They're probably selling like discounted VA.
Oh, Amy. That was cold hearted. I'm going to take that as the tequila talking.
Discounted VA with a dining room.
John is like, I should have picked up the case from there.
I think there's a worm in this bottle. Good old tequila worm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I was like, I saw it. I don't know where I saw it. I don't know if it was on Twitter or what. And I was like, man, I wish I didn't have a full time job because that's like totally the type of thing that I would like go to during the day.
Yes.
Yeah. So. I'm like trying to think of my favorite bars and I like can't right now. I'm in such a funk that like I like haven't been out.
Yeah.
I really do like Savings and Loan. Just for the fact of like their cocktail menu mm-hmm. is like they're so creative and
they take it really seriously, which is cool.
Yeah. Kind of in that same vein as like the Ludovine bar.
Yeah.
I always have had good memories there. And cause I love a good cocktail.
Yeah, I'm a cocktail girl.
Yeah. So, but I haven't been dry. I haven't been out in a while. But there's some really, really cool bars in the metro, and there's new ones like opening.
Popping up
all.
And like
all
different
sorts
ones
of...
to suit whatever need you need.
Yeah.
Time, you know?
Yeah. Including Vic Tim's.
Vic Tim's. That may
also,
or may not be closed,
right? And like Jay Bruner's, I'm winning right now. Seriously, seriously, one that I know that is not dead.
She's like Edna's,
still alive. You know they've revamped though, like.
like, you're so fine.
The fleet. Yeah.
Pretty legit. I haven't been in there. Holiday pub crawl on a party bus. We all had on pajama PJs.
Okay.
I mean, Christmas PJs, pajama PJs.
Right.
And it was pretty cool. It was impressive. It was fun. Like shuffleboard and.
I really liked Neighborhood Lounge though, because it was like you would get like 18 drinks and then they would be like, your tab is $5. And then you could just.
Where was that at?
The Flea. Neighborhood Lounge.
Is that not You're So Fine?
Well, they called it. They called it You're So Fine, and then they Neighborhood Lounge. Yeah.
Oh wow. I went there before it was the Flea.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun before it was the Flea, but because it was a dive bar,
yeah.
But they had karaoke all the time, and I had gone with friends. Well, okay, so we talked about your favorite bars. Now this is the question I ask everybody on the episode, and it's your favorite meal in Oklahoma City.
Crap, that's hard. You already answered it though, Annie.
Yeah. You want to answer it again? You have a different one.
I added something. Okay. I'm just going to repeat it because it's worth to be known. And I feel like not a lot of people know it. My favorite meal is a brunch item. It is the green eggs and ham at Stella.
Oh, yeah.
It is excellent. It's like creamy herb mixture with two baked eggs with prosciutto is like the ham component. And then they give you these toast points that you just like dip in and it all mixes together. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So go to Stella, try their brunch. They now have brunch on Saturdays, which is really cool.
I saw and that.
When it's been really cold, they've had like a hot cocoa bar, but they also have an excellent Bloody Mary bar too. But recently, this is my current obsession, is the chopped salad from Mary Eddie's.
Yeah. Okay. I saw that post
on my blog about salad because salads are fantastic. And I'm not the biggest Mary Eddie's fan. I've been a couple times and nothing I've ever gotten has been good. And then finally went for lunch now that they started serving lunch. And they have this salad on their dinner menu too, but it's just the chopped salad, like so basic, mm-hmm. but it is excellent.
Okay.
It just like has really fresh ingredients. The lettuce they use is really good. And then it has this green goddess dressing
mm-hmm.
that's like super light and fresh, but it just like is so good. And then get it with chicken, and then they sprinkle the whole thing with Maldon salt.
Oh, and we were talking about...
we were just talking about Maldon salt. If you don't know what it is, look it up. Buy it on Amazon. It's this, like, flaky sea salt, and it just makes everything better. Yum. Put it on your scrambled eggs. Put it on your salads. But the chopped salad at Mary Eddie's is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see more salads, you can go to takeabiteblog.com.
Yes!
My Bites About Town salad edition.
Yeah.
Nice.
Annie's blog is fantastic. She works really hard on it. She's very consistent and I always like reading it.
Thanks, Mallory.
It's great. Yeah. Thanks. No, I'm a Take a Bite fan. Okay, what about you, Jonna?
I've been like thinking about it very seriously since I knew this question was coming, listening to Annie's. Oh my gosh. I don't know. That's really hard because I have several.
Okay. You can list several.
Well, I'm not going to list several.
Okay.
Did you share yours already?
Oh, I have never answered this.
Why?
Because it's my question that I ask my guests.
And are you going to answer on like the very last podcast?
This podcast is never going to end.
Final, yes,
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't know. I would have to have a couple answers. Food is very tied to memory with me and like totally. Emotional with me. So I would have to like kind of sort through all of those like memories and emotions.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's on like what you're in the mood for. Sorry.
You're fine.
Have you guys ever been to Grill on the Hill in Capitol Hill? I have not. But
no, I haven't.
Heard oh, you cannot be a things. Glorified foodie. You've never been to Grill on the Hill.
Okay.
So I used to work. One of my first jobs when I moved to Oklahoma City was, you guys, yes, I have had, you should see my resume.
Okay.
Worked for DHS for a while. I did mediation for the Oklahoma Supreme Court and all that good stuff. Fast track law student. That's what I was.
Oh, okay.
Well, Grill on the Hill was right across from the Capitol Hill DHS office. And of course, I like brought my lunch, and like that was like right about when I first got into Bar 3 of the January after I started working.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like go and like work out like every second that I could, like take my mm-hmm. lunch, and I would always just like scoff at them like eating their to-go food. It's like cafe diner, like you know. Yeah. But I was like, you eat your fried chicken.
Yeah.
Get my Bar 3.
Eat my salad.
And get my green juice and starve, and then eat a bunch of Swedish fish because it's balanced. And so finally, I went, you guys. Their tilapia tacos, like it is the most perfect breading, the most delicious slaw.
Okay.
It's, I mean, it's good.
But they're like really known for like their burgers and fries.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. But those tacos, the tilapia tacos, it's interesting. Just, they melt in your mouth.
Okay.
And, but yeah, they have great steak fingers and like chicken strips. And
yeah.
And it's a big place. And mm-hmm. that part of town, I just, my hopes are that, yes, one day it's a little bit of revitalization because it's some beautiful structure. But mm-hmm. so that's my favorite, like, I bet you've never been here.
Okay.
Kind of, like, yeah. Super cool. Casual.
And we haven't. We should all go together.
Okay. So good.
Okay. Cool.
Highly recommend it. Fancier, I feel like I'm just always going to be a fan of, I mean, I love Picasso. It's where mm-hmm. I have my yeah. birthday dinner. And mm-hmm. I think that they do, their food is just phenomenal. Their mm-hmm. risotto balls are some of my favorite things in the entire
world. I love, I've not, I don't have bad meals at Picasso.
Never.
No. Yeah.
My and favorite are like, all of their small plates. Like whenever yes. we go, we just order a bunch of small plates.
Yeah.
Like the bacon wrapped dates and the tuna is so good.
So on their vegetarian menu, they have the portobello pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And you add chicken. It's okay. Artichoke.
Make it not vegetarian.
Clearly, because I'm not. Sorry. Yeah. My family, we have beef. We have cattle. Mm-hmm. If I was ever a vegetarian, I think they would probably lock me up.
Yeah.
You know, I can eat.
I'm a definite meat eater. Like, I do like incorporating vegetables into totally. My diet, but I am like, I like meat.
Well, yeah. And admitting like, okay, I'm going to take a break from meat.
Yeah.
I don't want meat. And so, but you add chicken. One of the wonderful staff told me that. She was like, have you ever had this, like, add chicken? She's mm-hmm. like, I mean, unless you're vegetarian. I was like, clearly not. And literally one good. Of the best things I've ever had.
Okay.
But yeah, you can't go wrong. Their
yeah.
queso.
Yeah, like, everything at Picasso is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Fun. And secret. Sorry, this will be the last
no,
thing.
No, go for it.
I don't know what night it is, so this might be pointless. The other room has a hot dog night.
Okay.
Ooh.
And it's like dollar hot, like all you can eat. When you get a drink.
No. Oh.
Apparently, they're, like, some of the best hot dogs.
Really?
Ever. Either I've just talked to everybody who was, like,
wasted.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it tastes amazing. With
yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
anyway, hot tip.
Just saying, I think it might be, it's, like, maybe it's a Tuesday or Thursday night.
Okay.
To be
yeah, well,
to be confirmed.
Yeah,
along with victims. What else is on our list of like yeah. to find out for sure? So yeah,
Jay Bruner.
Kelly, did you close the restaurant?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, where can people find you?
Well, my home address.
On the internet. God, I just saw like a news headline that's like local podcast like guest dead.
So morbid. So yeah, Viejo. Liquor store wise, Broadway Wine. Sam's a great guy. Hilarious.
Oh yeah, Sam's Liquor Warehouse.
Oh, 63rd and May.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's hysterical. If he's not out front, he's just leaning back drinking wine, eating some fried chicken.
It was such a funny story. Like, let me just, like, tell you.
Tell it.
So, one time I was with a bunch of my sorority sisters, and we were getting ready to go to another sorority sister's wedding, and we were at a house really close to Sam's Liquor Warehouse, and my friend Tiffany texted the group and was like, hey, I'm going by Sam's. Like, what do you guys need anything? And my friend Brittany texted back and was like, Johnny Walker Blue, like it was like a really, really expensive, I don't know what Johnny Walker is, but it was like a very expensive bottle of liquor. And so she goes in there and asks for it, and Sam comes out and like brings it, like takes it down
off the top shelf,
the top shelf, and is like,
it's like Don Julio, which is tequila. And it's like, yeah,
it is like a $300 bottle, a dollar bottle of uh-huh. whatever. And he's like, is this what you want? And she's like, oh no, that's not it. Thank you. Like, she didn't know what it was, so she like asked for. So she came back in and was like, "Hey, fuck you. Like, don't ever do that to me again."
She made me look like a total dork.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So you can find it at Sam's.
Sam's, Broadway, Freeman's, Bo's,
mm-hmm.
Wine and Spirits, and Nichols yeah. Hills.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. There's a few in Norman, Corkscrew,
mm-hmm.
Stillwater, go Pokes!
Yeah.
Shameless plug. Sorry, guys. At Brown's, of course. I'm trying to think if there's, those are the main liquor distributors. And then, of course, Picasso's, Packard's, Iron Star, mm-hmm. Anchor Down. not Jay Bruner's.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, RIP.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, everybody out there, if you like tequila and you like to support, you know, local, and if you want to be, have glowy skin and fit, drink organic.
just request it. And also go to Bar 3.
Yeah, go to Bar 3. Request it at your liquor stores or your restaurants, or just, you know, tell them that you've heard about it, or get in contact with me. I will literally pour tequila and talk tequila with anybody anytime.
Cool. So, yeah. And then online, it's Viejo,
Cancun
on Instagram.
Yeah, let me just double check. I am in charge of the social media, too. You guys would be astonished to know the amount of time for me to figure out there was, like, a duplicate account. Oh. And it, like, hadn't been used on Facebook, which is the worst. Facebook is a black hole. And, yeah, so, but eventually I figured it out. So, yeah, our Instagram is just Viejo Cancun. Viejo Cancun Tequila on Facebook. Yeah.
So go like and follow all their pages. Yeah, and then Annie, where can people find you? TakeABiteBlog.com.
TakeABiteBlog.com on Instagram. It's just my name, underscore Annie Tucker. Twitter is underscore Annie Tucker underscore because someone somebody took it.
I can't believe
underscore
that.
Annie so Tucker. And then on Facebook, TakeABite has its own page as well. So
fun. You can find me at OKC Over Easy on Twitter. And
Instagram.
And Instagram is just
start doing it.
I don't have just it's hard. I'm like, how do you get more followers?
I feel like Instagram is the easiest.
Yeah, really.
I mean, but it sucks when you're trying to get followers. Like, you could have posted like your French dip on your Instagram.
Yeah,
girl, do we I need to do your social media? Video?
I know.
Between the need to make it my number 10.
Annie was like, I have 9 Instagram accounts that I mess with.
One between John and I, we're like pushing 20.
Yeah, and I'm like, seriously. I don't really. I
can't do one more besides my personal.
I'm on Instagram, but I mean, if you want to follow it. There's nothing on there yet. I'm also on Facebook, but there's nothing on there as well. And I also bought OKCOverEasy.com.
Yeah.
And I also bought CrinkleCutFries.com.
Wow, why?
It was available.
Why not? I love crinkle cut fries. I think Brahms is pissed.
I'm hoping Brahms comes to me and is like, we need that address for crinkle cut fries.
How much can we pay you for it? Like, this is really good. The oranges are good.
I know. Yeah, the oranges are good. I'm just going to do like billboards around Oklahoma City. It's like crinklecutfries.com, and people are going to go to it thinking they're going to a Brahms website, and it's like my podcast.
Yes, love it.
But no, yeah, and you can email me at OKCOverEasy, or not at OKCOverEasy, but OKCOverEasy@AOL.com if you want to submit a question for the mailbag, which nobody has in like 6 months, so it's fine. And then I'm on Snapchat, MalloryMC, if you want to follow me there. So thank you guys for coming. Thank you for bringing all of the stuff that you brought. And thank you, Annie, for being my tequila drinker.
Anytime.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.